I opened my Instagram and the first thing I saw on the G Splash feed was that it's a news
I'm
picture
and it
says 50 Shades of Grey book at library tested positive for herpes.
So I'm gonna do it.
Damn. Book so hot it got herpes.
They be like, slow up, homie. You talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down. We call it the G Splash. Hey.
Yes, welcome to another episode of G Splash, the only podcast on the interweb that has two people from low places, I guess.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. Here at G Splash, we talk pop culture stuff, everything from movies, comic books, tech gadgets, weird stuff like magic tricks. We don't talk magic tricks. I don't know why I said that.
We could. I would love to talk magic tricks. Right. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Today we're talking a little bit of news and then we get into our buzz of the week, which is, of course, the new. We'll discuss the Han Solo solo film. See what they did there?
Han Solo solo film. Yeah. Got it.
Pun intended. And then we'll close off the show with our main topic. As us 90s, late 80s kids remember, TGIF, ABC's Thank Goodness It's Funny Block. You remember this, Chris?
Good stuff. Heck yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, building forts.
Used to look forward to it.
Building forts, grabbing potato chips and TGIF all day. It's like the longest time I could watch TV, you know, at one time.
It made Fridays like even more exciting. Like you're done with school, but guess what? TGIF coming around.
So we will get into that. But first, I have a quick announcement, Chris. This is pretty exciting. So we are now available on the Amazon Echo. And what you can do is you search for the skill of G Splash inside your Alexa app. And then from there, you can set us as a flash briefing for all of your news. So once you say something like, hey, Alexa, play my flash briefing.
Here's your flash briefing.
There we go.
In pop culture news.
And there you go. It's a.
But what? Then it would be us talking?
Yeah, so now it's...
Hey, man, what's going on?
G-Splash. This is the last episode.
Hey, that's you.
And that's you. Alexa, stop.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. What the wonders of technology. That's pretty cool, man. Was that hard to do?
It was relatively simple because we host our podcast through Simplecast. It made it very easy to get through. We also have been submitted for Spotify, so hopefully we'll see where that goes. We'll see if we can get on the old Spotify's.
It's just making it more and more difficult to avoid us. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
It's inescapable. You might as well just get into it now and save yourself a lot of time and trouble.
Exactly. Just tell your friends now because they're going to get hit later and be like, I can't believe you let me miss out on all this cool stuff, bro.
Wow. I wish I had all those years back so I could spend them listening to that show you do.
But Chris, how was your week, man?
Good, man. Busy. Good. You know, just jamming and Super Bowl post.
Yeah. There's people still talking about Super Bowl.
Heck yeah, man. Leaves a taste, in your mouth.
It's still the rotten chicken wings you had that you didn't know.
That's it. Come back to haunt me.
Were you happy with the outcome?
Heck yeah, I was happy with the outcome.
It's great to see. I hate to be that, like, everyone's like, it's great to see Tom Brady not win. And like, he went out like a buster at the end.
You're in the city, the Big Apple. Where did you watch the Super Bowl? Because, you know, here there's like, you know, I mean, there's always gonna be like classic Super Bowl parties, but did you like go to a bar? What'd you do there?
There was a couple of different things to do here. You know, some of there's sports bars everywhere out here, so everybody kind of had their own version. There's a couple of there's a movie theater here actually who did like, it was like a $52 ticket, and I did not do that. I stayed, I actually stayed home. I had some work to do and
alone.
All alone. So I just made up, you know, some buffalo wings myself and
Eef. By yourself for the Super Bowl. So who you talk to about cool stuff that happens? Yourself? Set up a mirror next to you so you can be like, hey man, did you like that ad? I did. Me too. Great. See ya.
Yeah, I just turned on an old episode of our podcast to make it sound like people were here.
You're like, ha, 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 just sobbing while you watch the game and shoveling buffalo wings in your mouth. I love this. I'm happy.
I'm so happy. So it was what it was. What'd you do?
Just went to a friend's house. You know, the big party scenario, a lot of people. I was actually doing like a live, not live tweeting necessarily, but it was like on a Slack channel, if you know what that is, like the IMing stuff.
I do.
You do. We've talked on there many times. We had like a live thing where we were talking about ads and stuff with people I work with. So it was pretty fun. Added a new little element to it. But I like watching the game. I like watching all the spectacle and seeing the stuff. I'm like, that was great. And other stuff, I'm like, that was garbage. So it's all fun.
What was your favorite commercial?
I think my favorite, the Alexa stuff gets a lot of play because it's really, really good. I thought, being that I work in advertising, not that's like a pretension, now that I work in the industry, I thought Tide did a really good job. I think the way they bought like those 6-second spots, and I think the way that they like just kind of piggybacked on other things you're familiar with, but just kind of tricked you. It kept you guessing the whole time, and I thought that was a really clever way to get their product out here, and hopefully people will stop eating them. Maybe that's the objective.
Yeah, I heard the new thing is actually putting eggs in dogs' mouths. I don't know why, but
great. That's what I read. That seems really great.
I read that today. So look for that on your next water ice bucket challenge Instagram page.
So let's hit the news. Especially if somebody on Alexa asks us for a briefing. Let's give it to them.
I got some news.
News.
That was a really bad Wolverine.
Shink.
Yeah. That was bad. But anyway, speaking of Wolverine, I thought this was cool. I came across this, but Marvel is doing a new podcast. It's a, what'd you call it, Chris? You called it like a scripted podcast?
Yeah, like a scripted series. It's almost like you're listening to like an old timey radio program or like a play. They have, you know, different characters that come in, and that's super cool. How'd you stumble across that?
I think I was just looking up news. Just did my daily due diligence of random news, and I came across it. But Marvel's putting on a Wolverine podcast. It's this is what it says on the there's like a trailer out now, and this is what it says. It says, following a string of mystery deaths in Burns, Alaska, special agents Sally Pierce and Tad Marshall arrive to investigate. They soon find there's more going on than meets the eye. Sounds like Transformers. The first
Wolverine vs. Transformers,
co-starring Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, you're gonna hate it.
this is actually the first scripted podcast from Marvel.
I'm gonna listen. When's that come out? When does that premiere? When can I immediately listen to that?
So you can listen free for 1 month with code Marvel, and it launches March 12th only on Stitcher Premium.
That's dumb. Stitcher Premium's dumb. So, unless we're on Stitcher, then I love Stitcher. Thank you, Stitcher. Appreciate it, Stitcher.
Yeah, great. I think I just submitted us to Stitcher. So.
I love Stitcher. They're so good. They're so good at what they do. It's unbelievable.
The podcast is called Wolverine: The Long Night.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky.
Ooh, The Long Night. Ooh.
So that's cool if you want another podcast to jump on. Something. After you listen to this one, maybe we'll get so into it, we'll just talk about on here.
Yeah, this just like degrades, becomes like after the Wolverine or something clever, more clever than that.
Talking Sheik,
Wolverine, the long podcast. How's it going, everybody?
And it's just us reenacting the show, but like,
yeah, with like their bad voice. You need to stop murdering people. That's what Wolverine said. And then you're like, oh, but I can't. That's what the bad guy said.
Listen, bub.
We're like, this is really good. I wish they did a better version of this. And we're like, they did. Yeah. Shink!
We'll just get drunk and just reenact.
Just get hammered and just read the script. That's not a bad idea.
So after the Super Bowl, Cloverfield Paradox launched
on Netflix. Yeah.
Did you see this yet, Chris?
No, it's actually on my list for tonight. I think I'm going to pour myself a glass of something. And kick back and check this film out.
So I saw it. Yeah, I don't really know where to put my finger on it. I feel like this is the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, from what I've heard, like when it happened at the Super Bowl, they played the trailer. And then it was like, okay, and then it's going to stream immediately after the Super Bowl, which I actually thought was really cool. I was kind of like, oh, that's a super interesting way to do something. Be like, hey, see this movie that there's been whispers about and we didn't know who's going to own it or whatever. It's available on Netflix after the game. So I thought that was great. But then I've just heard that it's just like a garbage movie. Like it's just not done well at all. But people watch it because it's like on Netflix. I don't know. It's been this whole new talk about how blockbusters are changing because of streaming service. But I'm curious. Did you? I mean, don't spoil it for me. But what did you think?
I'm still. It's still running through my head. I don't really know how I feel about it. I think it was just it's a completely different direction. And yeah, I don't want to say too much, but I don't feel like they referred to anything in the other two as Cloverfield, did they?
Not that I know of. Maybe. They might maybe have. That's why the other ones all, you know, they all are Cloverfield because this was Cloverfield.
Apparently, Netflix paid Paramount like $50 million.
50 million bones.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, it's been getting a lot of watch. I mean, people
supposedly just, there's four and five. I've heard that they've started five already. And what's her name from Star Wars?
They started five before they started four?
No, like four is like almost done or something.
And then what?
Five, Ridley. What's her name? Ridley Scott?
Daisy Ridley?
Yeah.
Ridley Scott is the director. Yeah. That's crazy, man. This whole thing is such a weird like thing because I was excited for it when I heard that it was called like God, the God Particle or whatever. And these Cloverfield movies, like the first one all those years back was like, whoa, this is whoa. And then 10 Cloverfield Lane, people were like, oh, is this related? And then it was just a good movie all by itself. And then also it's like, oh, it also is happening at the same time as the Cloverfield monster or maybe after. And then this one's like, we're definitely connected, but it's in space. You know what? It's funny they're doing it. It reminds me of like how Black Mirror or these anthology series are coming back, except for they're doing it where like everything's connected, but each movie's like its own genre. Like the first one was a monster movie. And then the second one was like an escape, or like a, what do they call it? Like an escape movie or like a tension fill suspense movie. And then this one's like a super sci-fi movie. So what's the next one going to be? Like a romantic comedy?
Yeah, starring Ashton Kutcher.
This monster never thought he'd find love. Wow! Until he met Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. They fell in love overnight, but there was big trouble looming. Oh my god. It's a great movie. It writes itself.
Guest starring Danny Masterson.
Danny Masterson. I mean, not him. He's fired.
Yeah, I would say that's 10 Cloverfield's the best one.
Easily.
Yeah. Speaking of after the Super Bowl, or actually after the halftime show, how would you think about Justin Timberlake?
I thought it was passable.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. Passable. It was like, oh, yeah, that happened. He kept it very middle. It wasn't like, oh, that was bad or like, wow. It was more just like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So during the show, he had been wearing these Jordans that everyone's kind of been talking about. And then immediately after his performance, Nike decided to release 520 pairs.
Whoa.
They sold out in seconds. They were $200. And now they go for $2,000.
Was there any chance for like a normal person to get those? Or were those 520 people that got those, like they knew it was going to be released? They were waiting. They maybe like are affiliated. Like could have just Joe Schmo off the street have been like, I want to go to Nike.com and then be like, look at these and bought them.
No, so they have an app now. The sneaker game's kind of weird.
Is it StockX?
No, it's called Sneakers, SNKRS.
Okay.
And what it is like you go through there, you can set up all the notifications. So when something comes up, you can like
hop on it
as fast as you can. But it's still pretty tough.
That's funny. I thought those ones you were wearing were old. They were like Jordan 3s or something like that. I didn't know they were like new ones.
I think it's like comes from the original design that Tinker Hatfield did for the Jordan 3 because he was wearing the Jordan 3s. But they were like a special Super Bowl pair that had Justin Timberlake and Tinker Hatfield's signatures on the tongues, and then they had the Nike Air on the back. And there's actually going to be another shoe that's very similar to that one. And because actually 30 years ago today, Jordan wore those shoes and jumped from the free throw line on the dunk contest. So there's another pair coming out, I think, on the 14th, and they're the same colorway. They don't have the swoosh on the side. They're like the actual Jordan 3s original, but they have a clear sole, and on the bottom of the shoe, they have like a red stripe where he jumped from the free throw line.
Damn. Like, you're like a coblographer, like a someone who specializes in knowing shoe shit. Like, yeah, that was made by Tony DeLuca, and yeah, he was down there on 5th Street. He put it in there, and they actually made it of a special rubber they found on the moon. It's like, wow, that is knowledgeable.
Yes, that's my – Tinker Hatfield's a great designer all around. There's a couple of Jordan 3s that will come out this year as well. So
damn.
Shoot. This is – I believe this is the end of Nike's, like, fiscal year is, like, right around this time. Maybe it might be in May. So, like, you'll see a lot of sneakers being pushed from February to May, and they're all, like, pretty heavy hitters.
Really? This is when they really start pushing them?
Yeah, because Jordan's birthday's in February, and then the NBA All-Star game. So
damn.
Going into, you know, all of spring and going into summer is a big, everybody wants a fly sneaker to wear in the summertime, you know?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you.
But that's the sneaker world, man. It's a tough game,
but someone's got to play it.
But speaking of worlds, you see this West World trailer?
West World trailer during the Super Bowl. I did see it. It was very it was really flashy. It was like, here I am, West World. Robots, right. People, things.
It didn't really show off a whole bunch.
Nope.
I didn't think so. But it looks like this whole uprising is still happening, and there's a creepy robotic new design person that's behind, what's his name?
Interesting. Yeah, this is going to be big. Everybody in the room I was in was like, losing their minds when this one came on. So people are excited. I love if show is just them, you know, this whole whatever revolt or whatever the hell's going on. And then at the end of the season, someone just went, oh, it's okay, I'll just unplug it and just pull a plug and the whole thing powers down. It's like, we win.
But I saw the movie. Did you ever take a glimpse of the movie?
There was a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie before a TV show in the 70s. It's really bad. But
no, you watched it?
I watched it before. It was on Netflix. I watched it before the show came out, and I was like, oh, maybe like this will be, and it's really weird. It's really, really weird, but it's the same concept. You can see there's a YouTube video called like The Origin, called Westworld Connections, The Secret Origin of Westworld Explained. It's like 7 minutes long on YouTube. Check it out. After watching the movie and then watching the show, I was like, this is a lot different. But then the end happened at the show, and I was like, oh, see, there it is. That's what's missing from it. That's where the movie comes in. So,
at the end. Interesting.
Yeah. Cool stuff. I had the nice Runaway, new version of Runaway by Kanye on there. Westworld, will air April 22nd on HBO. There's a lot of trailers. I guess it's part of the commercial thing now, right? Like, people, release dates on trailers. Supposedly Venom comes out tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. Venom trailer comes out tomorrow.
Damn.
Which would be today because the podcast would launch tomorrow. We would air tomorrow.
Whoa. Whatever. Is that a paradox?
Paradox.
Woohoo! Cloverfield, brought to you by Cloverfield Paradox. See it in theaters. I mean, on Netflix.
Another trailer that was during the Super Bowl was Deadpool 2, right?
I don't know. I just got it this morning when I woke up.
Was it this morning?
Maybe. Could have been. Seems right to me. All I know is it was like the cable teaser, but it's like a whole trailer to itself, which was so good.
Yeah, it's really dope.
It's got to be today because everything happened like 11 hours ago, 10 hours ago. I'm so excited for that. Like, it just seems like they're having so much fun. They get to kind of write what they want. They get to make fun of shit in Deadpool. Like, right out the gate, they're making fun of Justice League. They're making fun of all kinds of stuff. They're putting a serious edge with Josh Brolin in there, but also keeping it like light. The Deadpool movie, that first one was surprising but amazing, and this one I know is just going to carry that. Or it'll be garbage, but I'll still love it.
The one thing I didn't love in the new trailer, you saw Deadpool bring out some action figures, and it's kind of like a segment where he's just killing time, I guess.
Yeah, he's like trying to like, oh, I'll show you kind of what's going on while we're doing some editing.
Yeah, and he has Deadpool dressed up as Woody, which I would imagine is like the nod to Disney, right?
I mean, there's so many layers in that thing where they'll say something and it means like four things. That could be not a Disney, because that makes sense with the acquisition, but just the fact that he's like, it's Sheriff Deadpool. Reach for this guy. Like, it's amazing. If you have not watched this trailer, go watch this trailer.
Yeah. Another trailer that came out as well was
the Infinity War trailer.
I feel like we're to the point where, like, all right, I don't want to watch any more trailers on Infinity War, but I still do.
Absolutely. I'm in the same boat, man. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get any more, like, giveaways or being, like, put myself in a position where I know what's going on. But then at the same time, if you look at that trailer, you're like, it wasn't like there was continuity to it at all. It was the same damn thing as that Cloverfield one. There's just a bunch of shit happening. There's, like, an arc to it even. It's just like, look at all these flashy symbols. Bam, 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 bam.
Right. But we did see Captain America's new shield.
Yep, this little black Wakanda shield. Wacha!
From the original trailer, it looks like Spider-Man jumps on the same thing twice in two different suits.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work.
It's interesting, though, because in the new one, you see him in the regular suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, really high up.
Yeah, he's, like, going into space.
Yeah, and so he takes off his mask like he can't breathe. So
yeah,
that'll be interesting.
There's a lot of little stuff. There's a bunch of talk about how when Captain America and a bunch of the people are walking down a hallway, that if you look through his arm, you can see the Captain Marvel's, like, chest shield.
Right.
Like the little star thing, but, like, no one's sure, but it pretty much looks like that's exactly what it is. So this is going to be a fun thing.
Well, I think that thing's been debunked. I saw that too.
What is it behind him?
It's actually Scarlet Witch.
And really?
Trench coat. Her trench coat, and I believe that's supposed to be her hair that's, like, the... I don't know.
We'll see.
I definitely watched that loop for a quick minute, but...
I'm excited. It's exciting. There's a lot of... I mean, there's always going to be buzz around a movie that big, but when you see little pieces, you're like, man, I don't know how they're going to pull this off, but if they do, it is going to blow my pants off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. And I'm kind of bummed I didn't know this, but apparently there's been a few screenings of Black Panther already.
Yeah?
Yes. People have seen it. They were told they can't really talk about it, but... People have seen it. They can't really review it, but they can talk about it, like whether they liked it or not. But they can't get into any,
like,
detail.
Don't be specific, but just tell me: did you like it or did you not like? Oh, I loved the part. No. I just want to know if you liked it or if you didn't like it. It's gonna be great, man. It's getting, like, reviews that are blowing the doors off. Like, this is the best Marvel movie yet. I'm gonna get tired of them saying that about movies. Like, this is best one yet.
I mean, that's kind of how the last four have been? Well, except for maybe... I wouldn't put Guardians of the Galaxy 2
in
there, but
it's like, oh, you thought you liked the movies? Damn, you're not even ready.
It was like Spider-Man, and then Ragnarok, and then this one, apparently, and then Infinity War. I mean, those are the next four, or the last four, I guess.
Telling me.
Have you been hearing this thing about Justice League fans getting together to... take down the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes?
I mean, I heard the thing about, I heard there was, like, some kind of group that then Facebook had to, like, debunk, because they were trying to stack the user thing, and they claimed that they were the ones that brought down Star Wars.
I mean, it's not that serious, people. Like, who cares? Like,
for God's sake, don't you have anything to do? Don't you have, like, kids to feed or something?
Start a podcast or something. Like, go do something else.
Yeah,
like,
do something lame. Let's all band together and destroy this movie's crit. Why? People are still going to see it. People are animals.
Yeah, so that, then they're also saying, which is weird. I think actually Rotten Tomatoes is owned by Warner Brothers.
Classic.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Warner Brothers like, yeah, don't do that.
Wow. This just ended. I'm giving you some breaking news.
Breaking news, folks, yesterday, because you're listening to it in the future.
That's true. Black Panther debuts on Rotten Tomatoes with a perfect score.
Hot damn.
I'm looking at this webpage that had this story, and I love that Elon Musk threw a fucking Tesla in space. Was like, throwing my car in space.
Hey, I just launched the biggest fucking rocket in history. I'm gonna throw a car up there too. Yeah, I own space.
Would you move to Mars?
If
they had a movie theater, I'd be there.
If it was, like, more better, like, if I could breathe, I'd like that a lot. I don't like the idea that I could just one day be walking in a hallway and it just opens up and I fucking die and fly into space. It's not my favorite idea.
True. Or like
I'm just going to get some Pop-Tarts from the kid. Oh, God damn it! Ah!
True. All right, well, speaking of Star Wars, let's get into our Buzz of the Week. A trailer came out finally for Solo, a Star Wars story So this movie, what is your first original thoughts of the movie, Chris?
I mean, I just stood up as soon as I saw the first panel in the middle of the Super Bowl party I was at and went, everybody shut the hell up!
Shut the fuck up, so, Daryl!
I will kill every one of you! So I was pretty excited. And after the first watch through, I had to immediately go change my pants because I blew the crotch right out of them. So that's pretty much how I felt about it.
You filthy, nasty.
Yeah, beautiful.
I like that we get to see a brand new Millennium Falcon. That'll be cool.
It'll be on fresh off the lot.
Fresh off the assembly line. Made by a droid near you.
Made by Tesla. What did you think? You asked me what I think. I didn't ask you what you think. What do you think?
It looks interesting. It looks kind of cool. I hope it's good. There's a lot of negative stuff behind the
already.
Well, there's been drama with this. Like the.
Oh yeah, they had Phil Lord and Lord and Miller, and then the guys who did like the Lego Movie, and they did 21, 22 Jump Street. But then they wanted to be like too like self aware with it, like 21 Jump Street sort of in Star Wars world, and the people whoever run the movie don't like that, so they left because of creative differences, heavy quotation marks, and now they brought in a new person, and now it's here. I think it's that's a mess, but. I feel confident still because there were a bunch of reshoots around Rogue One and people were like, it's going to be a sinking ship. And then it was really good.
I'm excited to see Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
I hope his role is very large in it because I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm not too sold on the guy playing Han Solo, but.
Really?
Yeah. It was whatever.
Eh.
But yeah, it looks good. You see the dice in the film, in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Heard that was going to actually be like a big piece of it.
Yeah, well, because I think the thing with this film, too, is like we kind of don't really know too much about Han's backstory. It's like they talk.
Yeah, if you really dig into it, you're like, I don't know what this fucking guy comes from. I know he won the Millennium Falcon off Lando Calrissian, so I guess there's that.
Yeah, and they go through the streets. There's like a scene where they're doing like a pod car racing.
Yeah.
It's like Fast and the Furious for space.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, and except for The Rock. Instead of The Rock, they got Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's right. They were like, we can only get one of them, guys. Do we go with Woody or The Rock? And like, well, The Rock's doing Skyscraper for some unknown reason. So
The Rock's lost in the jungle still. His schedule is basically doing the Jungle Cruise, and then from there he's just gonna do Jumanji 2, and then
Jungle Movie, or he's at the top of a very tall building and the world's falling apart. Yeah. Those are the only place you'll find him.
Yeah.
And god damn it, will that movie sell?
He actually has a show coming out, and I put it in my other podcast, and people weren't too excited about his show, which I thought people were.
What show?
It's a new show called Titans on NBC, and he is it's like a reality challenge show, and it's testing your limits. So right now you can apply. It's like a lifting, like workout type show.
Where the fuck does he find the time?
He's the new Ryan Seacrest, because Ryan Seacrest got caught being Ryan Seacrest.
Jesus, just blows my mind. He's like, oh yeah, here. That's so funny. It blows my mind when I look at it. It's like, oh yeah, he's just doing it. I'm like, there are not enough hours in the day. By the time I wake up in the morning and make a toaster strudel, like 15% of my day's gone. How is this guy doing everything?
Yeah, man, you got to have a tight itinerary. Same with Chris Hardwick. I don't know how he does it either.
Same thing. Always blows my mind. Like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Why are you doing this to
yourself? What do you have to gain? When will it be enough, Chris? When will it be enough?
I mean, he does all the talking stuff, all the Talking Dead.
Talking, podcasts, game shows, The Wall, The Ball.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a busy guy. Anyways, back to Star Wars.
Back to Star Wars, not starring The Rock. There's our rocks in it, but not The Rock.
Ooh, there will be rocks there.
That's the tagline. That's the tagline for the movie.
There will be
Solo,
rocks.
A Star Wars story. There will be rocks there.
There will be the rocks will be there.
One man.
Like a tiny S.
Two rocks.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah. I'm curious to figure out like Chewbacca's story because like he was rescued by, was he rescued by Han?
I don't know. Maybe he won him in a game. We never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows? What?
It's like, I get the Millennium Falcon and you get your ass in the thing. And he's like, get your ass in there.
What would you do if they made this movie and they didn't show the actual Kessel Run?
I mean, I feel like at this point, who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
I did hear that there's like a Western scene where Han shoots first.
Really?
Or it looks that way. I don't know. It's a trailer. What do I know?
What the hell do I know?
Yeah. It just shows him like him have like a pistol on his side. It's like, wah, wah, wah. And then a guy comes at him with like a lightsaber and he swings it back and forth real fast. And then he just,
yeah.
And he just shoots him like Indiana Jones.
Solid. Indiana Jones yeah. style. I like it.
Did I talk about this before? Where I think I just maybe been talking to you outside of the podcast, but I went to that show again. It's like the George Lucas talk show.
Right. It's like, but he's not there. They just talk about Lucas stuff.
No, there's like, it's like an improv group or like an improv type of show.
Oh my.
So there's special guests from like other comedians and stuff that come on the show and they talk Star Wars sure. and stuff. And they have like a guy who's impersonating George Lucas and his whole thing is like to destroy the originals and all like everything, how everything ever made is tied back to George Lucas in some shape or form. It's pretty funny.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So they don't,
well, where do you see that at? Where do you go to watch that?
It's at the UCB Theater in New York, in the East Village, I think.
If you're in the East Village, stop by the UCB Theater.
Interesting.
If you like improv, it's something to check out for sure.
If you love improv, yeah. you're definitely going to be able to get through this.
Yeah, it's funny as hell. you're definitely going to get through this. but yeah, let us know what you think about Star Wars, the Solo movie. What do you want to see? Where are we going? Maybe they'll have a... How funny it would be if Elon Musk's Tesla just floated... By it.
Oh, and if they haven't put that in the movie, they have better get on that. That is a missed opportunity.
Product placement.
You guys blow it!
So, it's not quite Friday. Famous phrase, TGIF. Thank God. Is it thank God or thank goodness or godness?
Thank God it's Friday. This is pre-PC culture.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday. But ABC used this opportunity to have a sitcom block called TGIF, which stood for Thank Goodness It's Funny, which is sounds like an late 80s, early 90s thing to say.
Really? Is that what it stood for?
Yeah, you can Google that.
Man, I did not. That is a what a trip that is, huh? Who doesn't remember this, right? Who doesn't remember TGIF? Right.
I was originally going to play some of the original like snit sound bites from the TGIF theme song and things, but it's so bad I couldn't do it.
I couldn't get through it.
It was tough.
God, it's so bad.
So, early in the 90s, the trend in television was family comedy sitcoms, basically, right?
Right, absolutely.
It started back in 89 but didn't really take off till like 90, 91, but it was called TGIF and this was prime time, Friday night. I think it started at like 8:00.
It's got to be earlier than that. 8:00 is bedtime.
No, it was like 8 to 10. Oh, it's Friday night though.
Yeah, but for kids?
It was, because you didn't have school the next day. It was like your excuse to stay up.
Maybe it was. Maybe that's true. Maybe that is prime time.
Maybe it just depended on where you lived. I lived in California, so it was always on at 8:00. Like 10:00 was...
That's impossible. Then it'd be 9:00 where I was. But, it's too late.
So who knows what time it was.
It was definitely at a time, though. We know that.
It was a 2-hour block. I know that. Anyway, do you know how long it ran, Chris? It ran pretty long. I didn't even know it ran this long.
I don't know,
long.
A few years? A good mess of years? Maybe like 6-7 years? How long?
It ran from 1989 to 2000.
Jeez, that's almost my whole childhood.
But then it came back, like, I think in the late 2000s, too. And then it was like, forget it. It's over. It's over.
Forget. We missed it. The window's closed. Let's move on.
What is the main lineup that you remember? Like, if I said, what would you watch on TGIF, you would say, like, there's four shows that were on that block that I remember were what?
I remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch always. I remember Step by Step. I remember Boy Meets World, and I remember Perfect Strangers.
You do remember Perfect Strangers.
I definitely remember that. I really liked that show as a kid. I don't know why. I know there were a lot more that were in there, but those are the ones I remember like watching religiously. I don't remember what the lineup was. I feel like Home Improvement was in there, but maybe that was on a different channel.
Home Improvement, I believe, was it on ABC? Yeah, I think it was on Tuesday nights or Thursday nights or something.
It was like one of their prime marquee shows. It's too good for TGIF.
Yeah, I remember. So I remember, I think the OG lineup that I remember is, or like the one that really stuck with me was like Full House, Family Matters.
Oh, Full House.
I want to say Step by Step was after that. Or Dinosaurs.
I never watched Dinosaurs. I hated it.
Really?
I did. I hated it.
Yeah, so the lineup that I just claimed to remember, but never existed. So what do I know?
Didn't happen. Not even close. Didn't even ballpark it.
I remember Full House and then Family Matters. I guess that's when I would go to bed. Full House was the start of it, so it was always on at like 8 o'clock, and then
yeah, I don't know. That was fan. That's the other one.
No, that was right. You had it right. Whatever happened to
Step by Step?
So they were all written by this. We were going to talk about this later, but just say it. Like Family Matters, Full House, Step by Step. And what was the other one? They were all done by the same. The theme songs were made by the same person.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah way, bro.
Talk about a score for that. Because honestly, when I go, in my head, I immediately think that could either be Step by Step or Full House or maybe Family Matters.
I mean, if you think about it, they all sound the same.
Yeah, it's like the guy's like, yeah, hire me. I'm going to give you 4 unique ones. And guess what? They all start just like this.
Yeah. Whatever.
You guys are going to fucking blow your top.
Definitely remember Boy Meets World. I feel like Full House got moved.
Who could forget?
Full House got big, so it moved off of TGIF to like a week.
That actually makes sense.
There's some crazy shows that have been on here that people probably don't remember or never even heard of. So a lot of
run them down.
A lot of failures on TGIF. I'm not even going to name all of them, but some of the ones that I remember were Aliens in the Family. This was a weird show, and it did not last. That's the only one I remember. But
Aliens in the Family. I got nothing.
I'm looking at this list, and I don't even remember any of these, so I don't even know if they're worth reading, except for Muppets Tonight. Muppets had a small...
Muppets took a swing?
Yeah, they took a swing and...
Yeah, I have no recollection of this Aliens in the Family. That is like nothing. There's a show, and there's one on this list I'm looking at right now called You Wish, and that sounds oddly familiar.
You Wish.
Like that sounds really, along with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, like I have this very tiny, this whole thing's cool. Just as Sabrina the Teenage Witch was considered the 90s version of Bewitched, You Wish was the version of I Dream of Jeannie. Jeannie, a sitcom, a genie lives with a family instead of a single man. Okay, it definitely is not ringing any bells other than the title, and that's all I have for that. So these are some weird-ass shows. Brother's Keeper, Odd Man Out.
There was Brink. There was a show that was a, like, Look Who's Talking spinoff.
What was it called? Baby's Talk?
It's called Baby Talk, yeah.
Classic.
It was loosely based on Look Who's Talking.
This is wild. They basically just said, like, you know that movie that's popular right now, or that show that was popular? Let's do that.
Yeah.
90s style.
Yeah, so you didn't like dinosaurs, huh?
I hated dinosaurs, man. It just annoyed the crap out of me.
Had all the all the catchphrases, not the mama.
He's like, oh, I'm a big dinosaur pup, and the baby's like, ah, you're dumb, or whatever. I just like couldn't get into it, man. I was like a kid too.
You know what's really messed up about the show? Like, so the show I think got canceled or something, and the last episode is basically the extinction of dinosaurs.
I've seen that in things before. That's how it ends. The show ends basically with the asteroid coming.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like.
I like it. I mean, I get morbid with it. Like, we're canceled. You're all fucking dead.
Kill them all.
Never going to be a remake. Kill everything.
So you remember the show Making the Band? I believe the first one was O-Town. O-Town came
wasn't
out of.
That, Making the Band, wasn't that P. Diddy's show?
Later down the line, I think it went to MTV and Diddy had a.
I'm shutting down the studio.
But it wasn't always the first one was like a boy band. It was like
O-Town?
O-Town came out of Making of the Band.
Oh, well then, what a show it is.
So that was actually on TGIF.
What?
Yeah. Sister was on TGIF?
Man, if I could go back. I tell you what, though. If we could get in a time machine right now and go back and just, I don't think we need to because there's other ways to do this, but let's just say, for fun's sakes, we have a time machine and go back and watch, I guarantee you we probably couldn't get through an hour of those shows.
Oh, no way. No.
Like back to back, we'd just be like, this is the worst. It's like watching the Disney Channel now. You're just like, what the fuck wrote this?
Yeah, or like old Nickelodeon.
Like somebody sat on a keyboard and they just immediately printed it and sent it to film.
That and like old Nickelodeon shows you used to watch, like Hey Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're like, oh man, I love this show. And then you go back and watch it. And they're like,
the show's
yeah,
fucking
Tommy,
terrible.
You saw the Tammy farted. Ha 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 ha. And they all run away. And you're like, the fuck was that?
Or you can't,
as a kid, I thought this was like Emmy worthy.
Yeah, right? It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, no.
Why is this show not a movie? Oh, because it sucks.
Yeah. What do you know, stupid kid?
God, you're such an idiot past me.
For those who are trying to build time machines like Chris is and are struggling with it, time continuum, whatever. You can actually just watch all these shows, I believe, on Hulu. I think.
Yeah.
Hulu bought the whole like TGIF block, or I guess they ABC owns that, or Disney owns Hulu or something, right? Whatever.
Yes, one way or the other.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, but other shows that were on there that were somewhat successful was like Mr. Belvedere. Clueless was actually on there for a minute.
That was a show?
Yeah, you don't remember Clueless?
I'm getting like an education here.
The Hughleys was on it for a quick minute.
I don't remember the Hughleys. You said Sister, Sister.
And Sister, Sister, yeah. But the classic 10, and I typed them out off memory, so I was actually pretty proud of myself for this. I think I missed two. I missed two of them. I missed Sabrina the Teenage Witch because I never really liked that show. But
show me the shows and none of the hits.
Yeah, so Just the 10 of Us, which is a giant, it's like Step by Step, but not as good. And a completely different concept.
I do not remember that one.
I don't really remember that one. Baby Talk, I don't really remember. But Family Matters, Full House, Boy Meets World, Dinosaurs, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Perfect Strangers, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So those are the successful shows that ran. I believe Boy Meets World became like the main show on that block.
That makes sense. I mean, it's funny I say that earlier, but like if you go back and watch Boy Meets World, for instance, like it's still not great, but it's still Boy Meets World. You're like, man, this is still like, this has got some funny stuff. It holds up. Like I've never gone back and watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Step by Step because I just imagine that that's just a dumpster fire.
I would say,
but like,
I would agree with you. Although I would say Step by Step kind of does hold up. It's like the It's like the modern version of the Brady Bunch, man. Like a 90s version of the Brady Bunch, I shouldn't say. Step by step, day by day.
Day by day. Oh my god, they're like on the roller coaster.
Yeah. Since you brought up that roller coaster, I'm just gonna go straight into so we have weird facts about TGIF, about some of the shows.
Hell yeah, I love weird shit.
Some of these are really funny. There's a few missing on here, but I'll touch on them. So originally, we'll start with Full House. Originally, John Stamos didn't want the Olsen twins on the show anymore. He was so furious because they cried all the time on set, apparently. So he put quite the campaign to get them fired.
That is amazing. John Stamos versus children.
But at least on here it says the producers disliked the redheaded twins who replaced them, so they brought back Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I feel like when I was a kid, obviously, I wasn't like paying attention to this sort of stuff. Like I wasn't in the tabloids or whatever, but I remember when Fuller House came back to Netflix, that was a story that was like, remember that time John Stamos tried to can the Olsen twins? And it was like, oh, I didn't know that. But it's crazy to think that he was like, yeah, I'm part of this show. Those damn kids are driving me crazy. Hit the bricks. I'm John Stamos.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
John Stamos was like supposed to be the main, not the main guy, but he was supposed to be like the cast favorite, which he ended up kind of being. He was like the heartthrob at the time. So he was just, I think he just got done with General Hospital, right?
Yeah, that, I think so.
I'm so full of useless bullshit information.
Man,
like
you've got some really great
Jesus
stuff up there.
Christ.
Hey, who was in the cast of General Hospital in 1998 or 1989?
John Stamos.
Oh, hey, John Stamos. Christy Brinkley, bourbon, bourbon, bourbon. Wow, that will never get you out of any trouble ever.
Yeah. Originally, John Stamos played Uncle Jesse, whose original name was, I want to say, Jesse Cocker? Cochran? Cocker. I think it's Cocker.
Yeah, you said cock.
Cack. He then ended up, because he wanted to have more Greek roots, he wanted to change his name, so they changed it to Jesse Konsopoulos.
They're like, whatever, nobody cares about this shit.
Danny Tanner's wife was Jesse Konsopoulos' sister.
Sister. Well, where'd the third one come from?
He was just a friend.
He's just a bud?
Joey. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're really changing my whole life.
Uncle Joey. Yeah.
What are some weird facts? He made some more of these weird ones.
Is a pretty obvious one. Bob Saget wasn't originally supposed to be Danny Tanner.
Like they hired somebody else?
Yeah, they hired John Posey, and then they didn't find him funny, so they replaced him.
Like, this guy sucks.
And then I guess they used to cuss around all the kids all the time.
Great.
Yeah, there's like this weird huge backstory, but
that show's like, okay, now watch out for your potty mouths, and they're like, cut, and he's like, fuck.
Exactly, that's what would happen.
Little shitbag kids runs out of the room.
So this is a funny one. There's only real three successful stars from the show, and that was Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen and Comet, because Comet went on to play Air Bud.
But yes, I did not know that.
Yeah. This was actually...
And Comet.
Full House was actually voted one of the worst shows ever made.
Once you go back and watch it, it is hard. It is hard. Difficult. I mean, not that Fuller House is any better.
Fuller House is... No, it's way worse. That's like way worse. So we'll switch off to Step by Step. Here's some cool stuff about Step by Step you might not know, bro. So in the original opening credits, there's actually another child who is completely... No one knows who this kid is.
So wait, is he like, they like give him a name like starring Johnny Bilson and then he's just not in the show?
No, there's a scene in the opening credits. There's a scene where there's like a dark haired kid who's like, you just see him there, but nobody knows who it is. And
he's like part of like the family.
He was originally supposed to be, I believe he was supposed to play Mark, but they replaced him because nobody
liked him. That's freaking amazing. They're like, this guy fucking sucks. Just cut him.
Yeah, this was a trend, I felt like, in sitcoms. Like this happened on Fresh Prince, so where good. they just replaced people, or like,
or, and someone
goes someone goes missing and like no one says anything and you just never hear about them ever again. But
oh my gosh,
so
that's amazing.
This kid was in the opening credits for a while before they changed it. So speaking of the opening credits, one of the girls' names was spelled wrong for like the first six seasons, and then they finally.
This is amazing. Like, this is like in a time of television, you just do whatever the fuck you want, and you're like, didn't work, cut them. Yeah. What's that spelled wrong? Who gives a shit? Like, nobody's fact checking this.
Yeah,
these people are just gobbling it up on a Friday night like a bunch of freaking sheep. Wikipedia is not real yet.
Yeah, no one's googling this. Like,
oh my god, it's so amazing.
It probably costs so much to do a re-graphic cut of the name popping up on the screen.
Oh, hey, we got to add another E to her name. How much is it going to cost? About 13 grand. Fuck it.
So Step by Step is supposed to take place in Wisconsin, I believe.
Okay, didn't know that. I assumed it was close to a beach of some kind.
So actually, in the opening credits, you see them at this theme park, which is actually Six Flags Magic Mountain in L.A., and that water is actually CGI. And if you actually go back and look at the footage, it's horrible.
What?
It's completely obvious. Yeah.
I did not know. I also remember that the guy that lived with them was like a surf bum, I thought. He like lived in his van. He had like surfboards on top or something.
So he lived in a RV parked out front or on the side of the house. And his name was Cody, who was the cousin.
Right.
He was Patrick Duffy's nephew. And
Patrick Duffy.
And he was like, whoa, oh, totally. Like, he was like this dumb California surfer dude. And he ended up getting written off the show because he beat his wife.
Oh my God,
so
what an idiot.
They wrote him off. And they tried to replace him with a few other characters, but it just... After he left, I think the show kind of tanked.
The Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie Show.
His character was hilarious, but I mean, can't be hitting people.
Can't be hitting your wife. That's how it's going to work. Yeah. You lost that sweet cherry gig on Step by Step.
One of the girls on the show, she played Karen Foster, who's like the ditzy valley girl type.
Mm-hmm.
Her family defrauded her out of millions of dollars. So she like never didn't see any money from that show.
Well, that's really garbage.
Yeah, crazy. Family Matters. This is some good stuff on this one. It's actually a spinoff of Perfect Strangers. Because
what is
Family Matters? Family Matters.
Right. Tell me this. You mentioned this earlier when we were talking, and I'm very interested in this.
So Family Matters was a spinoff because Harriet Winslow was an elevator operator on Perfect Strangers for the apartment building, I think.
Yeah.
So that's where the spinoff or the connection of the two shows is.
I was sure. See, in my head, I always thought that it was a spinoff that he was a cop, and that was a spinoff of Die Hard.
Yeah, so it actually...
That's way more interesting.
Die Hard's actually a prequel to Family Matters. It's before...
Yeah, before they had all the kids.
Yeah, so Carl Winslow lived in L.A. and...
Right, it's all making sense. I'm following.
He met John McClane and was like, hey, man, shit's getting weird out here in L.A. You should probably hit the Midwest.
Bounce out.
And he was like, you know what?
Cleveland or wherever the hell
he was like, you know what? I got some family in Chicago. I'm going to
gaggle.
I think I'm going to go there. And then he goes into this apartment building, meets Harriet. Next, bada boom, bada bing. They have kids.
Urkel.
And they live next door to a nerd who likes cheese.
So he wasn't their kid, right? He's just like the next door neighbor.
So Steve Urkel, who was the most iconic character probably in the 90s.
Can I do that?
I would say probably top three.
Of all these shows, I mean, there's like action figures and dolls and stuff of him. So
apparently Urkel was not supposed to be. He was only supposed to be on one episode. And
really,
this is a funny story. They went back and actually, I believe the first six episodes, you don't see him in the credits at the beginning because he's only in that one episode on the first season. But they actually went.
Interesting.
They went back and reshot because he's going to be a recurring character. They went back and reshot some things to make him a part of the show.
I mean, the funny thing is with TV, like we talk about as we're talking about all these shows, we're talking about how there's so many crazy little things that happen and go on. But actually, I was just talking about last night how if you watch shows Supernatural, the character Castiel, he's only supposed to be in three episodes, and he's been on for like eight seasons now because he tested well, and so they just integrated him into the show, right?
Right.
So it's like this stuff still happens where they're like they plan out as much as they can, and then they're like, oh damn, people really enjoyed that. Like we should probably keep that going.
Well, like another great example is like The Walking Dead, how Daryl was supposed to be killed off in the first season.
Sure, and they're like, no, we need to keep him around. People enjoy buying his stuff. People like merchandise.
Yeah, Daryl's like the best character on the show. Anyway, the dying show.
I digress.
Well, who thinks better, Carl? Another fun Family Matters fact was that there was again, speaking of characters, Family Matters had one character who wasn't supposed to stay on the show that ended up staying on the show, which is weird to think about because can you imagine being a main character on the show and they're like, all right, well, this didn't work out as well, so we're going to rotate the entire premise of the show around your neighbor.
Like, hit the bricks. Everybody loves this dork.
Yeah, so he gets written on and one of the Winslow children gets completely disappears.
They're like, listen, guys, we only have room for one.
So they had a total, I believe, of originally three kids. They had Laura, Eddie, and I don't even remember this girl's name in the show. Oh, apparently she was Judy Winslow, but she got axed right away. And
what?
Nobody ever heard from her. She went from Family Matters straight into the porn industry. Well, not straight into. That'd be weird. That'd be illegal.
She took some time between.
She took some time between jobs and then really got into porn. Became a porn
star. Wow. That's definitely a different direction to take your career. But hey, you know what? To each your own.
Harriet actually got frustrated and fed up with the show being about Steve Urkel that she left halfway through the ninth season.
Damn, that is wild. I mean, I just never assumed that it wouldn't have been just the Urkel show, you know? The Steve Urkel show.
I mean, it got to a point, too, where Steve Urkel was like, I hate being Steve Urkel, Jaleel White. It's like,
I just want to go out and be normal.
So remember, they wrote in this whole storyline where he was able to turn himself into, like, Stefan Urkel, who's like the suave.
Yeah, it's like a nutty professor type scenario.
Yeah, yeah. So
amazing.
So there was also a robot Steve Urkel at one point.
Of course there was. This was TGIF, man. No one was fucking around.
Now for the finale, I would say Boy Meets World is probably one of the shows that
woohoo!
I don't know a person who didn't like Boy Meets
World. I'd like to meet that person in a dark alley so I can tell them they're wrong and then make them watch it.
Boy Meets World was a show about a boy
meeting planet Earth.
Yeah, he's coming to planet Earth. He's never been here, and he's meeting the world.
It's in the title. It's in the title.
It's a sci-fi classic. It follows Corey Matthews, who has a brother.
Hell yeah, it does.
Blah, blah, blah. There's a nerd in the show who's named Minkus, who flip-flops. It's like another girl who's like a hippie, smart, named Topanga, and his best friend Sean. There's not really anything too weird with this show, except... Right.
It was too good.
Ryder Strong, who played Sean in the show, was the bad boy. He always rocked the leather jacket, and he had long hair, and he hated having the long hair, but he was such a heartthrob young Tiger Beat guy. All the girls loved him that They made him keep the hair, but he hated
it. Well, boo fucking who. You're getting a big paycheck. Just shut your mouth and leave your hair long.
But so when the
at least you don't have to be Urkel.
True. But when he found out that the show was finally canceled, he cut off all of his hair immediately. You like Parks and Rec, Chris?
Love it. So my favorite.
Adam Scott.
Maybe my favorite sitcom ever.
Adam Scott was on Boy Meets World for a time. He played a bully named Griff.
Yes. All the best things came out of there.
There's another guy on here, and I can never remember his name, but he was on My Name is Earl. He's in Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, the big guy. Remember the Titans. The big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was on the show. And, yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt was on a couple episodes at a ski lodge. The best episode of all time. It takes place at a Halloween episode. You know, I got a whole history on this thing. I just love it.
I didn't know that she was on the show.
Yep, she was like a ski, like they go to a ski lodge and Corey gets hurt and then she's there and they start connecting over two episodes until he's like, I don't know, leaves Topanga for her or he's going to cheat on Topanga, but then he doesn't. But then because he was like interested in another woman, it caused drama. I don't know. All I know is she was definitely there. Or wait, was that her or is that another girl? Jennifer Love Hewitt might have just been in the Halloween episode.
Are you thinking of the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No, that's the best episode ever. It's where they're all stuck in the high school and they're being killed off.
Oh, it is the Halloween episode. I do remember that.
It is the best episode. You can go to Watch Mojo. There's a top 10 Boy Meets World episode. It's number one.
Nice.
I'm 95% sure it's actually that episode, not the Ski Lodge. Yeah, it was that Halloween episode. Who the hell was Ski Lodge Girl?
Huh. Interesting.
Boy Meets World, Ski Lodge Girl.
So here's...
Guess what? Not the first person to look this up. And her name was Lauren, and she was played by that one girl, Linda Cardellini. 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 And she's been in a lot of other stuff. So I'm not crazy.
Who are you talking about right now?
The girl from the Snow Lodge. I couldn't let it go. Oh. It's a sickness.
Anyway, this is a fucked up fact. Ryder Strong wanted to leave the show so he could go to college, but producers convinced him to stay on the show.
Wow. They're like, Ryder, baby, listen. So you don't need college.
You're on a hit show. It's on an ABC block called TGIF.
This is your future.
In the final scene of the series, in the classroom with Mr. Feeney, it was only filmed once, and it was because they could only film it once because everyone was such a wreck. The show was coming to an end, and everyone was sad.
That makes me sad because I remember I felt like I was coming to an end as well.
I don't remember the last. I remember they went to college, and then I think I got old. I woke up, and I was 32, and I was like, I can't watch this show anymore.
I can't. I'm not allowed to look at this anymore. I have to go do something else.
So two shows came back from TGIF, and that was Fuller House and Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World. Yeah.
They both suck.
Which is not great, but yeah.
I think Girl Meets World is done. I think it wrapped.
Is it really?
It might have. I don't know.
They're like, forget it. We tried. People were here and then they weren't. Whatever.
Yeah. So if you have a favorite moment from TGIF that you remember or a fun, weird fact, hit us up at gsplashbc@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at gtothesplash. We got cool posts on comic book releases.
It's awesome.
And news and stuff like that and other things. I don't know, Chris, what else you got?
That's it for me, man. I feel good. I'm feeling real TGIF-y right now. I got to go watch some old shows or something. Got a hankering.
Got a hankering. They're all on Hulu. So if you are a Hulu subscriber, I think you can watch most of them, if not all of them.
Well, lucky for me, I am. I know somebody who gave me their password.
Yeah, we'll see you next week on another episode of G-Splash. I'm Bradley Baxter. He's Chris Watts.
I'm Chris Watts.
We holding it down. We'll see you next week. Same rap channel, same bat time.
Ask Alexa.
G-Splash. Peace. G-Splash. Ask Alexa. Right.